We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, an hour of musical reflection to encourage your heart.
One day a crowd stood face to face with the holy God of every race. The final chance for them to humbly bow. But as their king was crucified, no tears of sorrow filled their eyes as they cursed his name and spat upon ever shown than the love he showed his very own as he prayed, "Father, for this deed, forgive." He knew that they were unaware that holy God was hanging there, and what an opportunity they missed. They should have cried, "Holy, worthy," as loud their voices raised. They should they cried, "Crucify.
Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory and in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
We hope you're enjoying Songs of Praise. Here's some more inspirational music.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. And when men watching for that open door. And every road that I've taken led to my regret. And I don't know.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise and to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
I'm so glad I've learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that Thou art with me, will be with me too.
Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him.
Jesus, the joy of loving hearts, Thou fount of life, Thou light of men, from the best bliss that earth imparts, we turn unfilled to shed o'er the world thy holy light.
Who doesn't wish for sunny days, that the sky above us would never turn gray? But life isn't always sunshine. We have times that leave us asking why. And when the clouds roll in and tears begin to fall, there must be a reason for it all.
Redeemer of the rain, the Lord will never waste our pain. He brings beauty out of brokenness and hope to our heartache.
Healing out of every hurt that invades our shattered world.
We never walk through trials in vain. He's the Redeemer of the rain.
Every problem that we face is sifted by the Father through hands of grace. He'll use the sorrow to draw us, to call us closer to His side.
It's in the middle of the storm we learn to trust that He is always watching over us. Redeemer of the rain, the Lord will never waste our pain. He brings beauty out of brokenness and hope to our heartache.
Healing out of every hurt that invades our shattered world.
We never walk through trials in vain. He's a Redeemer of the rain.
Dark days we walk through.
Dark days we walk
through. They leave a path for others,
leading them to the Redeemer of the rain. He brings beauty out of brokenness and hope to our heartache.
Healing out of every hurt that invades our shattered world.
We never walk through trials in vain. We've known His mercy long enough to say, He's a Redeemer of the rain.
There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We worship the God who was. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors. He parted the raging sea. Our God, He holds a victory. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is sure.
shout out your praise.
We sing to the God who heals. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way.
Songs of Praise continues with more inspirational music.
was traveling alone. My life had no song, just trying to figure things out. Then I heard of a man with scars in his hands and was told that he loved me, no doubt. So I called on the one who is God's only son, and he lovingly accepted me in. He erased all my past, took away all my sin. Yes, Jesus is my very best friend.
My best friend is Jesus. He's faithful and true. Through good times and bad, whether happy or sad, he always sees me through. He loves me like no other, and he's closer than a brother. Oh yes, my best friend is Jesus.
Now time has rolled on and our love has grown strong.
Jesus has been good to me.
At times I've strayed, even walked my own way,
but he's never given up on me.
Well, it won't be long till I'm going home. In his presence forever I'll be. But until then, let me say it again. Yes, Jesus is my very best friend.
My best friend is Jesus. He's faithful and true. Through good times and bad, whether happy or sad, he always sees me through. He loves me like no other, and he's closer than a brother. My best friend is Jesus, and what a friend I have in Jesus. So yes,
my best friend is Jesus.
Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God. Sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Bearing shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood. Sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Guilty, guilty vile and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was he. Full atonement can it be. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Our glorious King, all his ransomed home to bring, then anew this song we'll sing. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Amen.
You're listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
At last I lay down, I will cling to the old rugged cross, and exchange it someday for a crown. For me, for the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly and he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday in my home far away. I'll exchange it someday for a
cross. Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. With numberless blessings each moment he crowns, and filled with his fullness divine, I sing in my rapture, O glory to God, for such a Redeemer as mine. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled $50,000. Romans chapter 1 verse 17 says, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." It was a critical point in Remnant Publications history, a point when we believed God wanted us to grow our publishing ministry. To accomplish that, we needed a saddle stitcher, which staples together magazines and pamphlets. We went to a printing show in Chicago, where we found a German company that sells those machines. They told us that since we were a ministry, they would sell us the demonstration model they had on the show floor for $20,000 less than the usual price. We would also save several thousand dollars in freight by shipping the machine from Chicago to Michigan rather than all the way from Germany. Still, the cost was $125,000. We made the 10% down payment, but before they would deliver the saddle stitcher and assemble it in our plant, we needed to pay another $50,000. We quickly began raising funds and praying. We called donors who love what Remnant does and asked them to help. We received a couple hundred dollars here and there, but nowhere near the $50,000 we needed. The company representative would call from time to time to find out how our funds were coming along. Each time I had to tell him we were not ready to buy. Meanwhile, the Stitcher remained in storage. Finally, after about 90 days, I said to the sales rep, "Listen, we will buy a saddle Stitcher from you, but I can't tell you when. If you need to sell this machine, go ahead. I don't want to hold you up." "I appreciate that," he said, "because we do have another buyer." We agreed to stay in touch. About 30 days later, the rep called again. "You'll never believe it, but we have another machine available just like the one you wanted. It's brand new, still in the crate. A customer ordered it and paid the shipping for it, but then something happened and they couldn't afford the machine. We will bring it to your place, put it together, and train your staff on how to use it, all for free." The assembly and training alone could cost $10,000, so this was a good deal. But of course, we still needed to make that $50,000 payment. "That's great," I said. "How soon do I need to get back to you?" "We can only hold it for a few days," the rep told me. That was on a Friday. On Monday, my secretary came into the office. Her face was white. "I think you need to look at this letter," she said, holding out an envelope. I opened the envelope to find a note from an older woman in the South. "I've been praying about who to give this money to," she wrote. "I was impressed that you needed these funds." Enclosed was a check for exactly $50,000. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Desire of Ages, page 371. "The means in our possession may not seem to be sufficient for the work, but if we will move forward in faith, believing in the all-sufficient power of God, abundant resources will open before us. If the work be of God, He Himself will provide the means for its accomplishment. He will reward honest, simple reliance upon Him. The little that is wisely and economically used in the service of the Lord of Heaven will increase in the very act of imparting. In the hand of Christ, the small supply of food remained undiminished until the famished multitude was satisfied. If we go to the source of all strength with our hands of faith outstretched to receive, we shall be sustained in our work, even under the most forbidding circumstances, and shall be enabled to give to others the bread of life. $50,000 was written by Dwight Hall, founder and CEO of Remnant Publications in Coldwater, Michigan. Remnant produces Christian books and resources for spiritual growth and evangelism. You can visit remnantpublications.com for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
It is all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with my story of Down to the Wire. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Uriah St. Geest. It was in 2020, and this was the peak of the COVID lockdown here in New South Wales in Australia. And I was living in a rental property at the time, and I get a notice from the real estate agent saying that your house that you live in has been sold and you have 21 days, 3 weeks to find a new place to live. Now, let me just give you an idea of what the situation was like. This was a time when many people were fleeing the cities. They were fleeing Sydney and moving up the New South Wales coast. And it was impossible to find any rental property at the time. And I was literally told by a real estate agent that within an hour of posting a new rental property, she would get 600 applications within an hour. And that's how difficult it was to get a new place, a new rental. And I had 21 days and the countdown began. And time went on. I'm putting in applications. I'm praying about this in my normal prayer time. And time is going on. 1 week passes and 2 week passes and nothing is happening. I view several properties. There are 60, 70 people who show up for a viewing. And you don't even get an answer from the real estate agent. At that time, it was chaotic. It was impossible to find a place. And it came down to less than 1 week before I had to find a new place. I had rang the real estate agent, explained to them the situation. I said, can I have a little bit more time? They said, no, absolutely not. The new owners want to move in immediately. You have to get out. And I'm thinking, I could possibly become homeless and have to live in my car, like many other people have had to at that time. And so I decided, you know what, this is some time for some really intense prayer. And I want to share with you a verse from Matthew chapter 17, where a man came to Jesus, and to his disciples, and for them to heal his son, and they couldn't do it. And this is what Jesus said to him when he asked Jesus, why couldn't the disciples do it? And he says in Matthew 17, 20, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Now, I thought I'd been doing that. I'd been praying in my regular prayer time, praying about this. As the time goes down, the countdown is on, it's coming close, I'm praying, and nothing is happening. So I said one day, one Sabbath, I said, no, this needs intense prayer. So I reserved that particular Sabbath for a time of fasting and praying intensely for nothing else. I'm not praying for anybody else. I'm not praying for God to bless me about this and that. I'm praying for this one thing intensely for that whole day, and I'm fasting about this situation. And that was on Saturday. Monday morning, I sent in one application. It was around 8 o'clock in the morning. I submitted my final documents for this application. And like literally, without giving too much information, I'm literally sitting on the toilet and have my phone in my hand and my phone starts to ring. Now, normally I don't answer my phone in the toilet because I think that's a bit weird. And it's a number I don't recognize. I'm very skeptical about answering from numbers because you get all kinds of prank calls. But I got inspired to just answer this call. And I answered and it was the real estate agent. And she said, I just got your application. And this was like less than 5 minutes after I've submitted. She's ringing to say that I got your application. And then she asked the question. She said, why do you need a place? Like, what's happening? What's going on? And I told her, well, the rental that I'm living in now was put on the market and it was sold. And I was given 21 days. And I have less than a week now. It's coming down to the wire and I really need a place. And do you know what she said to me? She said to me, if you want the place, it's yours. Right there, less than 5 minutes after receiving my application, she approved it. She didn't check any references. She didn't check any of my other documents. She just said, if you want it, come and have a look at it. If you want it, it's yours. It was approved right there in less than a week to go. And I was just gobsmacked. And I want to share with you the other verse following the one I read before. That's Matthew 17:21. So Jesus says in verse 20 that if you pray, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you will be able to move mountains and nothing will be impossible. But then in verse 21, he starts off with the word, however. That's stepping things up. He says, however, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. And I just want to let you know that there are some situations that you're in that will require intense prayer along with fasting. Not that regular prayer does not work, but when the battle is intense, when it's an intense spiritual and demonic battle, you need to put some extra effort into your prayer and add to it fasting. And don't give up. Because sometimes, just like in my situation, God likes to take things just down to the wire, and at the last minute he comes through because he wants to draw it out to test our faith, to see how confident we are in him or if we will give up in desperation. So whatever you might be going through, one last verse I want to share with you. It's one of the shortest verses in the Bible, found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. It's only three words. It says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray without stopping. Don't ever stop praying. Whatever you're going through, time might be going down. It might be coming down to the crunch, coming down to the wire. It might seem like this is not working and your life will be destroyed. But don't worry. Trust in Jesus. Commit your situation to prayer and fasting, and God will see you through even though it comes down to the last minute, down to the wire. God bless you, and hope to see you again sometime where we can share amazing stories of God's miracles.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
The theme for Psalm 146 is sweet happiness is for those whom God helps. Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord, O my soul. While God gives me life, I will praise him. I will sing his praises while I am alive. Do not put your trust in the great men of the earth, nor in mere human beings who cannot help anyone. For the spark of life goes out, and he is returned to the earth. In the day that he dies, his plans fail. The man who has the God of Jacob to guide him is a confident and happy man, for his God is the Lord, the true God, who created the heavens where he dwells, and the earth where we live. He made the great seas and all the myriad creatures in them, and the truth about him gives life to all his creatures. He brings right justice to bear for all who are wronged. He gives food to the poor and the needy. He also releases those who are unjustly imprisoned. The Lord restores sight to the blind and gives a new lease on life to those who are discouraged. He wants his children to live righteous lives. The Lord has a special care for the stranger. He provides for the orphans and the widows, but he brings confusion and despair into the lives of the wicked. The Lord shall be our great King forever. He shall be your God, O Zion, and to every generation. Praise the Lord.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.